And Russell, Spencer Tracy. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. Tonight, the Gulf Theater presents Rosalind Russell and Spencer Tracy with Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra. And now your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight's the last show of the season from the Gulf Theater, and we've decided to let Rosalind Russell and Spencer Tracy choose their own play. What was the decision, Roz?
Ernest Lubitsch's production of Ninotchka. We both think it's one of the most beautiful pictures ever to come out of Hollywood.
What part are you playing, Spence?
Well, I just wanted to show Melvin Douglas, who played this part so beautifully, how really badly it could have been done.
And you, Roz?
Well, I can't tell exactly, Roger. But any similarity between the character I play tonight and Greta Garbo is purely coincidental.
Yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, if you hear a vast silence coming out of your radio, stick around. It's just Russell and Tracy trying to underplay each other.
By the way, Ernest Lubitsch is sick in bed with a cold.
When he hears this, it'll get him out of bed. But quick, come on, curtain line.
It's Paris in the spring of several years ago, when a siren was a woman and not an air raid alarm. Comrades Bulyanov and Kapolsky, members of the Russian Board of Trade, just arrived from Moscow to sell the confiscated jewels of the former Duchess Swana, are meeting with an obstacle in the person of Count Leon Dalgu.
I'm sorry to interfere with your plans, comrades, but these jewels are the property of the Duchess Swana.
They were stolen legally, monsieur.
I am acting for the Duchess. Here is an injunction that says you cannot sell them.
What will you settle for? Russia is invincible.
But make us a proposition.
I'll settle for half of what you get for the jewels.
Impossible.
Not a chance.
Talk to a lawyer.
All right, you talk to a lawyer and the Duchess and I will talk to the judge.
He's cutting our throats.
Capitalistic sabotage.
Let me remind you, gentlemen, that the Duchess Swana is a beautiful woman. And on the witness stand...
You can't scare us.
Boys, boys, have you ever seen a French court when a beautiful woman lifts her skirt a little? You sit down and pull up your pants and where will it get you?
I suppose you expect us to give you the jewels.
So that Razinin, our commissar at the Board of Trade, can send us to Siberia, eh?
Oh, now don't worry, boys. I'll send him a telegram explaining everything why Razinin can't send you to Siberia.
That's what they keep telling us down at Moscow.
Yes. Yes, but people keep right on going to Siberia.
Cheer up, comrades. I'll wire Razinin. And while we wait for an answer, I'll show you how to really enjoy Paris.
Comrade Yakushova.
Yes, Commissar Razinin.
I have here a report on Bulyanov and Kopalsky from Secret Agent G2W4. There has been a boring from within by a Count Leon Dalgu. You, as envoy extraordinary and unbanding pillar of the Soviet state, will take the train to Paris at once.
Very well, Commissar.
Not so loud. This is strictly confidential.
Excuse me. I am looking for two comrades. Bulyanov and Kapolsky.
I am Bulyanov.
I am Kapolsky.
And I am Nina Ivanova Yakushova, envoy extraordinary from Moscow.
Comrade Ninotchka.
Oh, we did not expect a lady envoy.
Kapolsky, get flowers.
Please do not make an issue of my womanhood. We are here for work. You have engaged a bed for me?
Why, yes, Comrade Ninotchka.
At the Hotel Claret.
Carry your bags, madame.
Why?
He is a porter. He wants to carry them.
Why? Why should you carry all the people's bags?
Well, that's my business, madame.
That's no business. That's a social injustice.
That depends on the tip.
Lead the way, please.
Yes, comrade. How are things in Moscow?
Excellent.
That's nice.
The last mock trials were a great success. There are going to be fewer, but better Russians.
apartment, comrade Ninotchka?
Which part of the room is mine?
Oh, in Paris, they don't rent rooms in pieces.
You have the whole suite.
How much does it cost?
2,000 francs a day.
2,000 francs will buy a cow. In 1 week, I will cost the Russian people 7 cows. Who am I to cost the Russian people 7 cows?
But we had to take this suite, comrade Ninotchka.
It has a safe for the jewels.
And what has our lawyer done about the jewels?
We have no lawyer.
We have dealt directly with Count Leon Dalgu, representative of the Duchess Swan.
Lawyers here are very expensive.
We just say hello to a Paris lawyer and, well, there goes another cow.
Send for this Count Leon Dalgu. I will talk with him.
Yes, comrade.
In the meantime, I wish to inspect the public utilities of the city.
Oh, we'll be glad to show you Paris, comrade.
Yes, Count Dalgu has taken us everywhere.
So we have heard in Russia. It will be a pleasant memory during your long nights in Siberia. Goodbye now. I go for a walk. You, the police.
Huh? Speaking to me?
How long does one have to wait on this traffic island to cross the street?
Till the policeman whistles again?
How many minutes between whistles?
I never gave that a thought.
You never took the trouble to find out?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. May I help you hold that map?
Please. I am looking for the Eiffel Tower.
Is that thing lost again? Listen, if you're interested in a view...
Only from a technical standpoint.
Oh, well, then I'm afraid I can't help you. Parisians only go to the top of the tower in moments of despair to jump off.
How long does it take a man to land?
Well, the last time I jumped, I forgot to time it. Let me see now, the Eiffel Tower. Here it is, right here on the map.
And where are we?
Right here, together. Isn't that nice?
Must you flirt?
No, I don't have to, but I find it natural. I'll try.
As a matter of information, is your approach typical of the local morale?
Mademoiselle, it is the kind of approach which has made Paris what it is.
I have always heard of the arrogant male in capitalistic society. In Russia, it is different.
Oh, you're a Russian?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I love Russians, comrade. I've been fascinated by your 5-year plan for the past 15 years.
Your type will soon be extinct. Fortunately. Goodbye. I'm going to study the tower.
Oh, fine. Wait a minute. I'll come along with you. The staircase has 829 steps, plus 254 steps to the very top. And that's where we are now, just in case you didn't count.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad to see it once more before becoming extinct. Look at all those lights down there.
Pretty, yes. What a waste of electricity.
All Paris at your feet. The boulevards, the River Seine. Here, step over to the telescope. You see, I put a franc in the slot, then turn the lens until... There, take a look.
I see nothing but a house.
But it's my house. 3 rooms and a kitchenette. You'd like it.
Do you mean you want me to go there?
Please don't misunderstand me.
Then you don't want me to go there.
I didn't say that.
Then why don't we go?
Huh?
You might be an interesting subject of study.
Well, I'll do my best, comrade. So, this is my castle, Ninotchka. Can I get you something to eat or a drink?
No, thank you. I've had all the calories necessary for today. What do we do now, comrade?
Well, we sit down. We look at each other. We smile.
Why?
We don't smile.
Tell me, what do you do for mankind?
For mankind, not a thing. For womankind, the record is not so bleak.
Your general appearance is not distasteful.
Thank you.
whites of your eyes are clear. Your cornea is excellent.
Your cornea is terrific.
Can it be I'm falling in love with you?
Love, a romantic designation for the most ordinary chemical process.
Ninotchka.
But chemically, we are quite sympathetic.
Ninotchka, Ninotchka.
You repeat yourself.
I'd like to say it 1,000 times, but you confuse me, Ninotchka. After all, I'm only a poor bourgeois.
I once belonged to the petty bourgeoisie myself. My parents wanted me to work on their farm, but I preferred the bayonet.
You don't say.
I was a sergeant in the 3rd Cavalry Brigade. Would you like to see where I was wounded?
If it's not too much trouble.
Here on my shoulder.
Oh.
A Cossack Lancer when I was 16.
Poor Ninotchka.
But don't pity me. Pity the Lancer. After all, I'm alive.
Just what kind of a girl are you anyway?
Just a tiny cog in a great wheel of evolution.
You're the most adorable cog I've ever seen. Ninotchka, never did I dream I could feel like this toward a sergeant.
Feel like home.
Ninotchka, why do doves bill and coo? Why do snails circle interminably around each other? Why do flowers open their petals? Oh, Ninotchka, surely you feel some slight symptom of the divine passion. A warmth, the burning of the lips that is 1,000 times more tantalizing, more exalting than thirst.
You are very talkative.
I'm going to kiss you. There. Is that talkative?
No. That was restful. Again, please.
Oh, darling. My barbaric Ninotchka. My impossible, unromantic, statistical, glorious, analytical.
Your telephone is ringing.
Oh, all right. Hello? Yes? Yes, Buljanov?
Buljanov?
Yes? No, I can't come right now. I'm entertaining a friend. Yes, from the army. Yeah, what's the name of the envoy extraordinary? Oh, it's a girl. Well, what's her name? Jack, what was that? Spell it.
Y-A-K-U-S-H-O-V-A.
Thank you. Oh. Never mind, Buljano. Goodbye. Ninotchka.
Envoy extraordinary, Yokoshova. You represent the Duchess, then?
Yes, but...
I must go now.
Yeah, well, why not just forget the telephone ever rang?
I was sent here by the Commissar to fight you. So from now on, if you wish to approach me...
I do.
Then do it through my lawyer.
Ninotchka, you can't walk out like this. Remember, you like the white of my eye.
I must go, I tell
you. But Ninotchka, I held you in my arms. You kissed me.
Ah, yes. But I kissed the Cossack Lancer, too, before he died.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for Act 2 of Ninotchka, we'd like to extend an invitation to all of you. All right, Johnny?
Well, folks, it's an invitation from your neighborhood Good Golf dealer. Your Good Golf dealer wants to help you with your spring cleaning. Now, naturally, he can't come around to your home and get busy with a broom or a vacuum cleaner, but he can give your car just about the grandest going over that it's ever had. So drive in tomorrow where you see the Gulf Orange Disc. Get a crankcase full of summer-grade Gulf Pride motor oil, have your transmission and differential lubricant changed, and get rid of winter squeaks by having your car completely Gulf Flexed with summer lubricants, too. This month and every month, it pays to make the Good Golf dealer your dealer.
The second act of Ninotchka, starring Spencer Tracy and Rosalind Russell. A week has passed since Leon discovered that Ninotchka is the envoy extraordinary, and Ninotchka learned that Leon is representing the Duchess Swana. In desperation, he's followed her to a small restaurant.
Do you mind if I join you, Sergeant Yakushova?
You have no right to follow me.
How about this little table here by the window?
I have nothing to say to you.
No, but I've got a lot to say to you.
Please, you wish to order now?
A plate of raw carrots and beets.
Sergeant, this is a restaurant, not a meadow. Waiter, bring us some crayfish soup, omelet with mushrooms, dessert and coffee.
Oui, monsieur.
Your tactics are very bad, Count Delgu.
Oh, Ninotchka. Now, look. Can't you just pretend that there are no jewels, no Duchess Swana, no lawsuit? You take things too seriously. Come on, please relax. I beg. Sergeant, smile.
At what?
At me, at yourself, at that funny little bird sitting on the windowsill begging for crumbs.
Mm. He is funny, isn't he? He puffs out his chest exactly like Commissar Rasputin.
That's better. You like Paris, Ninotchka?
It is nice. Back home there is still snow and ice, and here, flowers and birds. I have always felt a little hurt that our swallows deserted us in the winter for capitalist countries. Now I know why. You have the high ideal, but then you have decline.
Would you like to see more of Paris, the real Paris?
Yes, I believe I should.
All right, we'll do the town. All the gay, romantic, beautiful places you've read about. Where would you like to go first?
The waterworks.
What?
And the power and light plant.
But Ninotchka.
And the Paris sewers.
All right. Now, if I take you to the waterworks, the light plant, and the Paris sewers, will you let me pick out the other points of interest?
Why not?
Good. Come on, Comrade Ninotchka. You're going to learn a lot about Paris and about life.
And so, these pumps deliver 10,000 gallons of water 1 minute.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Therefore, these electric generators deliver 5,000 volts.
Oh, wonderful.
Our boat is now drifting down the romantic main.
Oh, sola mia.
What time is it, Leon?
Why, it's only midnight. But what do you think of my part of Paris?
I like it. But I should not have let you talk me into buying this prize. I don't look foolish.
Foolish? Why, if I met that dress walking down the boulevard all by itself, I'd say, just a moment, you charming little dress. I want you to meet Ninotchka. You two were meant for each other.
And the hat. Is it not silly?
Oh, it's a beautiful hat. Everybody in the restaurant is looking at you.
There is one woman, a very beautiful one, coming toward our table and looking very angry.
Leon.
Hello, Swana.
Well, Leon, darling, this is a surprise. And who's your little friend?
Oh, pardon me. Your Highness, Comrade Yakushova, the Duchess Swana.
Oh, really? The envoy from Russia who's here to sell the jewels they stole from me. And what a lovely gown. Is that what they're wearing in Moscow this year?
No, madame. Last year.
Oh, really? Well, do see that Mademoiselle Yakushova enjoys Paris, Leon, so she can return to Moscow empty-handed, but with pleasant memories. Good night, darling.
Good night, Swana.
Now I think I need a champagne.
Yes, so do I. Well, here's to us.
Oh, this is good. Let's have more champagne. Let's have lots of champagne.
In other words, let's have champagne.
Comrades, good people of France.
Take it easy. You wake up the whole hotel.
I want to make a speech. I want to overthrow the Duchess Swan.
Overthrow her tomorrow. Here's the door of your suite now. Lean on me till I get it open.
Oh, I love you, my little Leonichka.
And I adore you, my little Leonichka.
Whoa, steady now. In we go.
Leon.
Yes, darling.
I want to confess.
I know, the Russian soul. Go ahead.
Well, when I kissed you, I betrayed Russia and the party.
Well, how about forming a party of our own?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Leon.
Right. Lovers of the world, unite.
Our salute will be a kiss.
Comrade, I salute you.
Oh, we ought to have music for that.
All right, where's the radio?
Oh, the radio, right over there in the wall.
Where?
Open that little door.
Oh, yes.
turn the knob twice to the right and stop at 7.
7.
Then twice to the left and stop at 17.
17. There we are. There we are. There's no music in this thing, only some jewels.
Oh, those awful jewels again. The tears of Russia.
Who cried this big one? Peter the Great? Ah, look, here's a crown. I'll put it on you.
No, no, please. Oh, no.
See, I make you Ninotchka the Great, the Grand Duchess of the Masses.
Thank you, Masses. I love the world. The revolution is on the march. Wars will wash over us. Bombs will fall. All civilization will crumble. But not yet, please. Wait. There's no hurry. Let us be happy. Give us our moment. We are happy. Aren't we, Leon?
Yes, sweetheart. We always will be.
So happy. And so, so tired.
I'm going home now. Good night, Ninotchka. Dream of me, of us, and I'll wake you in the morning.
Good morning. Oh. Sorry to disappoint you, Mademoiselle Yakushova. We met last evening, remember?
Oh, yes, the Duchess Swana. Come in.
I suppose you've discovered your jewels disappeared sometime during the night?
Yes, did you come to tell me that you had stolen?
Stole is such an ugly word. Let us say, I recovered them.
I shall notify the police.
Do? But won't it be rather embarrassing to explain to Moscow how you lost them?
Perhaps. But won't it be embarrassing to you to have to explain to a judge just how you stole?
I'll fight you through every court in France. That will take at least 2 years.
You haven't enough money to fight 2 years in court.
I may run out of money, but your people have already run out of bread. You wanted to sell these jewels to feed them. 2 years is a long time for your comrades to go hungry.
Yes. Many will starve.
Not if you accept my proposition.
What is it?
I'll give you the jewels if you take the 5:40 plane this afternoon to Moscow and promise not to see or talk to Leon.
You'll never win him that way. Not Leon.
Well, what do you say?
I have no choice when my people are hungry, Toshiswana. I will take the jewels and the 5:40 plane for Moscow.
Count Algu, I've told you it is impossible.
But you've got to give me a visa. I've got to get to Moscow.
No.
But I'm sympathetic to your cause. I like the Soviet ideal. Everybody the same. You just like me. Me just like you. I use your comb. You use my toothbrush. Give me a visa.
For the last time, no visa.
What's the matter with me?
You are a friend of the Duchess Swana.
No, no. I haven't seen her in over a month. Now, look.
No.
All right, all right. I'll boycott your whole country. No more caviar. No more borscht. No more vodka. No more Tchaikovsky. Wait a minute, I know something even better than that.
Oh, you do? What?
This. Yes, and you can tell the Kremlin that's just the beginning.
Comrade Ninotchka Yakushova.
Yes, Commissar.
You have done such good work in Moscow the last 3 months. I am sending you on an important mission.
To Paris?
No, to Constantinople.
Oh,
that Paris trip changed you, comrade. I noticed you did not even seem to enjoy my May Day speech to the workers.
What is my mission in Constantinople?
Listen to this anonymous message. How can the Bolshevik cause gain the respect of the Turks when your two representatives, Bulyanov and Kopalsky, get so drunk that they throw a carpet out of their hotel window and complain to the management that it did not fly? You will take the first plane to Constantinople and investigate.
Very well, Commissar.
Not so loud. This is a secret mission.
Welcome to Constantinople, Ninotchka.
See?
We engage the royal suite for you.
Ulyanov, compulsory.
Please, comrade, don't start figuring out the cost in cows.
Commissar Razinin is very angry with you.
Good old Razibazi.
Comrades, please. I must see your expense account at once.
Don't ask for it. There is an old Turkish proverb. If something smells bad, why put your nose in it?
Someone has been boring from within. You went to Paris and were led astray. Now you come to Constantinople and the same thing happens. Who is back of this?
Somebody looking for me?
Leon, I might have known.
Oh, I've never seen you looking so happy, Nenotchka.
I know, Leon, and I shouldn't. It's all wrong. Something terrible's happened to me since I met you. Look, I'm even wearing lipstick.
What a gesture for a sergeant.
Ulyanov, Kapolsky.
Yes, little father.
Go search the city for me. And if you find me, which you won't, come back here and report.
We'll catch on, little father.
Come, Ulyanov.
Come in, Kapolsky.
Leon. Leon, darling.
I'm never going to let you go again.
But I have to return to Moscow.
If you do, I'll continue boring from within. I'll make every Russian envoy into a Bulyanov and Kopalski.
That is a terrible threat.
I'll destroy the whole country, man by man. Once you saved Russia by going back, this time you can save Russia by staying here.
Darling, it shall never be said that Ninotchka was a bad Russian. I will stay here with you.
Thank you, Rosalind Russell and Spencer Tracy. Thanks to you, too, Melchior Lengel, for permission to use your story. And to you, Oscar Bradley, for the swell music. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's broadcast here from the stage of the Gulf Theater is the last one of our present Hollywood series. And as a representative of the Motion Picture Relief Fund, I'd like to thank all the stars and authors who have contributed their talents during the past season. Beginning next week at the same time, Gulf brings you The Adventures of Ellery Queen. Right now, John Conte's trying to get Ellery Queen on the phone from New York so that Ellery himself can tell you about his adventures for next week. I'm sure you'll... Oh, that must be the call now. I'll take it, Johnny. Hello?
Fine, I have New York for you.
Fine. Put Ellery Queen on.
Go ahead, Mr. Queen.
Roger Pryor? Hello, Roger. Oh, thanks. Well, we're all very happy about it here. Our first case for the Gulf audience next week? Just a moment, Roger. Nikki, what's our first case for next week?
The Adventure of the Double Triangle.
Adventure of the Double Triangle, Roger. Well, it's the kind of murder case that might have happened to your next-door neighbor. You see, Roger...
Wait, Ellery, get your hat and coat.
Shh, Inspector Queen. Ellery's talking to Roger Pryor in Hollywood.
One moment, Dad. Sorry, Roger, my dad just barged in with Sergeant Veeley.
Come on, Mr. Queen, we got a stiff white.
A murder, Ellery, looks like a puzzling.
Murder case? Sorry, Roger, I'll have to cut this short. I'll call you back as soon as I can. Goodbye.
Step into it, son.
All right, Dad, coming.
Well, son, this body you see lying on this dining room floor is what was left of a shyster liar they call the Fox.
Yeah, he hung the double cross on every crook he ever defended. Took their dough and sold them out.
Hmm. Only this one clue, huh?
But what does it mean, Ellery? Why should we find a fistful of granulated sugar in one of the murdered man's hands?
Well, let's see now. This dead man, target of underworld hate, was dining here alone when his murderer knocked on the door. The Fox answered the door and was instantly shot. The murderer fleeing.
Didn't die right away, though. That's what Doc Prouty said. And the blood trail shows the Fox crawled back to the dining room, reached up to the table where he'd been eating,
and deliberately grabbed a handful of sugar from the open sugar bowl. I say he was mad.
And then kicked off, leaving us a headache.
Curious clue. Suspect's dead?
The facts show only three men could have committed this crime, son. One's a smuggler, bad actor. Sing Sing, three times for dope smuggling.
Second one's an educated palooka who's kind of cute at imitating handwriting. Two convictions for forgery.
And the third possibility?
A blackmailer, another bad egg. I've got all three of them in the next room, but I'll be drawn and quartered if I know which one of them shot the Fox tonight.
Oh, but you should, Dad.
Oh, there he goes.
You know already?
I'll get it, Ellery.
Well, Nikki, if you'll get Roger Pryor back on the phone, I'll tell all of you who killed the Fox.
Right away, Ellery. Long distance, please.
Yes, Roger, those were the facts. Puzzled? Oh, you're not puzzled.
You think it was?
No, Roger. As a one-man jury, you're a good program director. The only reason the fox could have had for crawling back to his table after he was shot and grabbing a handful of granulated sugar with his dying strength was obviously to leave a clue to his murderer's identity.
How could granulated sugar identify one of the three suspects, Roger?
Well, the fox couldn't have meant sugar literally, because there's no possible tie-up between sugar and forgery, smuggling or blackmailing, is there? So the fox meant something that looked like sugar. What does granulated sugar look like? Well, it's a white, crisp, powdery substance. Does that suggest anything connected with a forger? No. Blackmailer? No. Smuggler? Oh, yes. Oh, you don't see the connection? Well, what was our smuggler convicted for? Smuggling dope. A white, crystalline, powdery substance. Conclusion? By leaving the sugar as a clue, the fox was accusing the dope smuggler of having shot him. Oh, but it was really very simple, Roger. Oh, well, thanks. And now, speaking for the Gulf Oil Companies and for the good Gulf dealers, I'd like to ask you to congratulate the members of the motion picture industry. And take a few bows for yourself, Roger. Thanks a lot. Goodbye, and good luck to all of you in Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to this station, because immediately following station identification...